So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about likes and engagement and all these vanity metrics, as we call them. For us, there's only one real metric which counts. There's a couple we can add to it. But the big one that you should really be following is your income metric. That's a massive one. Obviously, there's another metric behind that, which is your profit metric. No point in earning 100 grand a year if you're spending 200,000 pounds a year. You're minus 100 grand. Obviously, that's not the right way of doing it. The third metric then would be how much money you're actually spending and keeping an eye on that as well. But the big metric that I see too many people focusing on is how many likes, how many followers, how much engagement. And you know what? It just doesn't work. So there was an example, I think it was last year, 2019, where this woman, and she had like 35,000 followers, whatever the number was, it was a lot of followers, and she started up a little t-shirt competition, and I think she sold two t-shirts out of 35,000 followers on Instagram. And this is the problem with being an influencer in 2020. Being an influencer doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't buy you a car, doesn't give you financial freedom, and if for whatever reason, Instagram or Facebook or Google changes their metrics, okay, you've lost all your influence. You've now haven't got a solid business behind you and you're making money from what, right? So your metric that counts should be how much money you're actually putting in the bank account. And on that, with the engagement, that doesn't, it just doesn't matter. Like, we close clients, they've never engaged with us at all. They don't even like the page. They might be in a group, but they never say anything. It's just the metrics are irrelevant. It just doesn't matter. And you should start measuring different things. Now, one of the problems with measuring likes and engagement and number of followers is that your brain is getting excited every time you get a new follower. But the follower isn't paying the bills. A like isn't paying the bills. An engagement isn't paying the bills. But you're training your mind to get excited through engagement, likes and followers. That doesn't pay the bills. What you should be retraining your brain for is getting excited when you make a sale. Okay? All the other stuff, it's like getting excited, going to play in the NBA playoffs, you're in the finals at basketball, game seven is coming, and you get excited, not by the game itself, but by putting your socks and boots on. You haven't done anything yet. You're getting excited because there's 40,000 people watching you. You haven't done anything. You haven't even played the game. You haven't even scored. You haven't even got out the bench. You haven't not even got into warm-up yet. That's the equivalent. All these people watching you don't care. When you go on court, what counts is what do your metrics look like? What's the score? How many points are you getting? How many rebounds have you got? How many steals have you got? They're the metrics that count when you play basketball. The metrics that count when you're running a business is not engagement, it's not likes, and it's not how many followers. That's important. Having 40,000 people cheering you on helps. Having 20,000 followers helps. But that's not the bit that will win the game for you, both in business and in basketball. The bit that will win the game for you is you playing well on defense and, you know, stealing the ball and getting loads of rebounds and scoring a lot. Good offense, great defense. That's what wins games. Having 40,000 people around you, or your lucky socks, or, you know, putting your socks on properly. You know, you put your socks on before your boots, hopefully. Putting your socks on properly is not going to win the game for you. Stop focusing on that stuff. Focus on scoring. Focus on closing business. Focus on keeping your costs as low as you can. Focus on how many people can you drive and what's the conversion rate and improving that conversion rate. That then in turn leads to better income. More income, less costs means more profitability. You move that money over to an asset that then generates monthly cash flow like property, financial freedom. That's what it's all about. That's why we do this. We're still generating cash from our businesses. We're still buying more businesses. And when we generate that cash, my biggest number one question right now is how do I get the cash out of a business and put it into my personal name without paying a huge amount of tax? That's the questions that I'm asking myself right now, because I want to move that income out and move it into assets that are going to generate as much money as possible, even if it's stocks and shares. 100,000 will pay you 6 grand a year. That's not a huge amount. But when you start making 100 grand, next year you make, you've got 106. And the following year you've got 113,200 at 6%, I think it is. But that's what you should be doing. Move your metrics from engagement, likes, followers, and start moving your engagement to how many conversations have you physically had on the phone this week? How many of those have converted into an actual sale this week or this month? Get excited about those metrics, not about likes, followers, and all of that kind of thing. All right, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. If you've got any questions about that, drop me a message down below. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you can see all the other videos that we put out. Hope that's useful. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.